Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This is Chicago's Afternoon News. It is 2:38. I'm Lisa Dent. Thank you so much for joining us. You know, I'm a big John Williams fan, so I'm always listening to that show and, heck, the whole station. I was listening to Weird Al last night with John Landecker, and I never miss Bob Surratt's show. But I always love when John kind of checks in with people and gives opportunities to learn more about, you know, just trips that are a road trip away, whether, you know, he's talking about Ottawa. I can't remember. He had somebody on from Champaign County the other day. And I love those road trips where you can get in the car and within 3, 4, 5 hours, you can, you know, get away and feel like you've been on vacation for a few days. But it's doable in a weekend. So we tracked down somebody from Bloomington, Indiana, quite frankly, because I've been intrigued. I'm a John Mellencamp fan. He grew up near there. Oh, you're there. How are you, Aaron?
I'm doing great.
And I love his art because I think, you know, people know him from Farm Aid. They know him as, you know, Johnny Cougar, Mellencamp, and they know about his activism. But he's a great artist, and some of his art has been on display in Bloomington over the course of the summer. Is it still on display?
Yes, there are a few places where we're able to check out John's art, and knowing him as a musician, it's just really interesting to see what he can create with a paintbrush, too.
Yeah, I know a lot of artists, you know, musicians who do paint, and I guess it's just all around talent. But your town that you're representing, Bloomington, was named one of the 22 best places to travel in the U.S. in 2022. That is saying a lot. So what makes that the place to go?
Well, as you mentioned just a moment ago, Bloomington's only about 4 hours from Chicago. So we're a perfect Midwest destination, affordable to get to, in the car after breakfast, in Bloomington by late lunch or happy hour, depending on how early you like to start your weekends.
Yeah, and you know what? I love this because you don't have to pay $60 to park in Bloomington if you want to go out and have a cocktail. And you don't have to pay all, you know, maybe $14 for a cocktail or those things. So when you say affordable, I like your kind of affordable.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we are home to Indiana University, one of the best colleges in the Midwest. And so knowing that, you've got all of these students here who don't have a lot of extra spending money, but that is a great thing for folks who are visiting the area as well, because you too can take advantage of those discounted drinks, yeah, and affordable lunches and dinners that are all over our 350 plus restaurants. It's a great weekend getaway.
I was doing some research because when I get away for a weekend, the only thing I want to do is rent a boat because I don't ever want to own one. I don't have to tow it, store it, pay for it, or insure it. And when I saw that you can go to Bloomington and rent a pontoon, I was like, okay, I'm in. I'm sold.
Exactly. This is one of the best parts about a summer trip to Bloomington. We are home to the state's largest lake, and it is surrounded by the state's only national forest. So on the water, you have three different boat rental companies. And like you mentioned, we've got the ability for you to rent a pontoon for a day, kayak, speedboat, jet ski, stand-up paddleboards, all sorts of things. And you don't have to own it. All you have to do is rent it and put on your life jacket, and you can enjoy a day in the water. And it is fantastic.
That is, I've decided I'm never going to own a boat because it's too easy to rent one and enjoy it and then say, here's the keys, see you later, be done with it.
Exactly. It's perfect.
When I want to go out of town for a weekend, I always like to wrap it around a festival. Do you have any festivals or events coming up this summer?
Oh, gosh. Well, Bloomington has more than 50 festivals that happen annually throughout our community. And so lots of great things coming up later this summer and this fall. We've got our Pride Fest happening in late August, the 4th Street Festival of the Arts, which draws in regularly more than 40,000 attendees over the course of 2 days during Labor Day weekend. We've got a fantastic hot air balloon festival that happens in September. And then we are also home to several Big Ten football games. And I know that there are a lot of Big Ten college fans living in the Chicago area. So even if you didn't go to IU, you can probably catch your team playing IU in Bloomington throughout the fall.
If you're going, wait a second, what is she talking about? Bloomington, Indiana. If you just jumped in the car, you just turned on the radio. We were just talking about how affordable it is. It's within 4 hours of Chicago. They've got a lot of festivals coming up. And where should we stay if we come? Should we camp? Should we get a hotel, a B&B? What do you have?
Well, the best part about Bloomington is we've got all of the hotels and motels that you could think of, you know, your major brands situated in perfectly great walking distance in the downtown area or nearby. But we've also got some fantastic cabins that are nestled in the woods. We've got hundreds of vacation rentals, aka Airbnbs and Vrbos, for folks to choose from. We've got some beautiful bed and breakfasts. So there is a wide variety of price points, a wide variety of options, all available for you when you come for a getaway.
Awesome. And I know it's a college town, and there's so much fun to be have. Is a good place to get away with little kids for the weekend?
Absolutely. You know, especially for those families that have very active littles and need wide open spaces to get out and run around. We've got some fantastic parks. We have a nationally recognized children's science center, our Wonder Lab Museum. It's fantastic for families to participate for a few hours. And we've got family-friendly dining establishments, lots of outdoor patios, so you don't have to worry about any French fries or rice or anything that may end up on the ground. A lot of the dogs that are also on those patios are happy when kids come in for a meal. They also get a little snack, too.
I love that. I love that. You get it. You get what it's like. Do you have little kids?
I don't, but I have an awesome niece and nephew, and yeah. I know what it's like traveling with them and eating in restaurants.
Yeah, and you want to go into a restaurant where somebody's not giving you the side eye because you brought children in, you know? So I appreciate that. Okay, so
exactly.
If people want to, you know, learn more or find out more about Bloomington in Indiana, where do they go?
Well, they're going to log on to visitbloomington.com, and you can find out all sorts of information about the area on our website, and you have easy places to also request a visitor's guide, and we will mail that to your door for free. So visitbloomington.com is going to give you all the information you need, give you the insider tips, the local watering holes and, hole-in-the-wall restaurants, all sorts of cool things that if you're like me, you want to travel like a local when you go somewhere that you've not been before. So visit Bloomington.com.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us. We started the show out with Kitty Brantner about what happened in Highland Park, how it motivated her to help found a fountain. You know, she's the founder of this thing called March 4th. And next we're going to talk about how it is that Bobby Cremo had a FOID card. Is there a problem with the system? We'll check into that. But first, a check on weather and traffic with Kevin Wells.